Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bibles at this time and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24. I want to read to you verses 45 through 47. We're talking about the time when Jesus last appeared to his disciples before he ascended unto heaven. And in these three verses we read, that then opened he their mind that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, that Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. We're going to look at that text in just a moment, following along with Elam's notes that he wrote for the Sunday schools of March 22, 1925. Before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look to Elam's notes. We read where it says, then opened he. Now this is Jesus. It says, opened he their mind. That's the mind of his apostles. Then opened he their mind that they might understand the Scriptures. He explained the Scriptures to the two on the way to Emmaus as follows. And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:27. There was scarcely a prophet who did not write in some way of Jesus. Scarcely a king who did not in some way typify some feature of his character. And the law contained a shadow of the good things to come through him. Hebrews 10 and verse 1. It is interesting, instructive, and convincing to look up all the references in the Old Testament to Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19 and verse 10. As Jesus showed these two wondering disciples how all these things were the fulfillment of Scripture, so he opened the minds of the apostles that they might understand the Scriptures. By pointing out to them how these prophecies, one by one, had all been fulfilled in him. Thus it is written, it says, as seen above, this was written through the Old Testament, and the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. Unless Jesus had suffered, shed his blood, and risen again, repentance and remission of sins could not have been preached in his name. And now we come to our Sunday school lesson, where the subtitle is The Great Commission. The Gospel of Salvation to All the World, the Great Commission, is based on these facts. Without these facts, all the promises and prophecies of God are failures and falsehoods. That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and for our justification, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, and Romans 4:25, are the great facts of the gospel in which all others center, and without which there is no Savior and no salvation. Jesus repeats here what he said to the apostles in Galilee, in the commission recorded by Matthew in Matthew 28:16-20. Repentance, remission of sins, preached in his name, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, when endued with power from on high. Matthew 28:19-20 says, Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. Mark 16:15-16 says, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. This was literally fulfilled in Acts 2 on the first Pentecost after Jesus ascended. The apostles were baptized in the Holy Spirit and thereby clothed with power from on high. Then they preached the gospel, Christ and Him crucified. They exhorted all to believe it in Acts 2:36, and they preached repentance and remission of sins in Jesus' name. Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. Who will dare leave out any one of these items or promise the remission of sins on less conditions? Beginning from Jerusalem. Beginning what from Jerusalem? To preach repentance and remission of sins in the name of Jesus? Then how can people learn what to do for the remission of their sins except to begin at Jerusalem with the apostles and see what they taught there, and hence throughout the world? Isaiah 2:2-5 tells us the law was to go forth from Zion, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. And now, under the subheading, the apostles are witnesses, we read Luke 24:48, where it says, Ye are witnesses of these things. This is the golden text for this Sunday school lesson. The apostles were to bear testimony to the world of what they had seen and heard. To be an apostle, one must be an eyewitness. Peter and the other apostles recognized that in Acts 1:21. Faith in the resurrection of Jesus depends on the testimony of the apostles and others that saw him after he rose from the dead. In order for the apostles to preach as it follows, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth, Acts 1:8. And so now, under the subheading, the renewed promise of the Holy Spirit, we read in Acts 24:49, And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city until ye be clothed with power from on high. The promise of my Father was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So important was the message of salvation that even the apostles were not to proclaim it without the Spirit to guide them into all truth and to bring all things to their remembrance. This was being clothed with power from on high. Without this miraculous power, they could not reproduce all Jesus had said to them with it. They did preach all Jesus commanded them. The people now are led by the Holy Spirit only as they obey what the Spirit guided the apostles to teach. We see by this why the apostles should tarry in the city for this power. And now we read of Jesus' ascension into heaven. Luke 24:50-53. And he led them out until they were over against Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. When it says he led them out, it means he led them out from Jerusalem. until they were over against Bethany. By consulting Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, we see that Jesus talked with his apostles not only in Jerusalem, but also on the Mount of Olives, and doubtless along the way. The Mount of Olives itself was a Sabbath day's journey, or about 3/4 of a mile from Jerusalem, Acts 1 and verse 12. But as we have seen, Bethany was about 2 miles away. After Jesus had finished his instruction and had given his parting commandment, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they saw him rise from the earth, going up in majesty, and ascend into the air, and the clouds received him out of their sight. While they were looking steadfastly into heaven as he went, behold, 2 men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking up into heaven? This Jesus who was received up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Doubtless an unseen convoy of angels escorted the hero, conqueror, and king throughout the uplifted gates of heaven to the throne of the highest. Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. Is considered a prophecy of Jesus' ascension. When Jesus ascended, he was glorified and entered into his glory. John 7:39 and Luke 24:26. He ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. Ephesians 4:10 and Hebrews 4:14. Jesus will return a second time, apart from sin, not as a sacrifice from sin, to them that wait for him unto salvation, Hebrews 9:28. The way to wait for Jesus is not to stand and gaze, but to cheerfully and zealously do what he has commanded. Jesus will come in like manner if he ascended, on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, Matthew 24:30. With a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. With the angel of his power in flaming fire, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7. With 10,000 of his holy ones, Jude 14. But concerning the times and the seasons when he will come, no one knows, not even the angels. And about this Paul said, "It was unnecessary to write, for the reason no one knows, even the angels, what to say." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 through 3. The apostles worshiped Jesus and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and went into the upper chamber where they were abiding, Acts 1:13, and were continually in the temple blessing God. They were awaiting the descent of the Holy Spirit. During this time, the apostles and faithful women already mentioned and other disciples continued steadfastly in prayer, Acts 1:14. And during this time, an apostle was selected to fill Judas's place, Acts chapter 1, verses 15 through 26. Now that brings that Sunday school lesson to a close. And what we have is a review of the closing period of Christ's ministry. The golden text for this review is, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today. We're going to look at this closing period of Christ's ministry, this review, in our next class. We invite you to make sure you stay tuned and tune in again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you can, come by the meeting house of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff and worship with us and see how we praise Jehovah for the very things we're studying in this school.